No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
In cybersecurity, speed isn't just an advantage, it's survival. SOC Radar is your early warning system against hackers. SOC Radar continuously monitors the external threat landscape, so cyber threats hit your radar before they hit your business. But it doesn't stop there. SOC Radar empowers your company with proactive exposure management, actionable insights that help you stay ahead of cybercriminals and minimize business impact. And with SOC Radar's holistic exposure management, you get complete visibility, attack surface monitoring, dark web monitoring, threat intelligence, and brand protection are all unified in one powerful platform. SOC Radar isn't just another tool. It's your frontline defense in a world where threats never sleep. Start your free trial at socradar.io/podcast. That's socradar.io/podcast. Don't wait.
The following is a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network. It's time for the Believe in Ole Miss podcast with your host, Brad Logan, your home for Ole Miss sports. To be a part of the show, email the show at brad.logan@loganmedianetwork.com or shoot him a DM on Twitter at @BradLoganCOTE. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. And now, from the vault to the pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss, all the time. Here's your host, Brad Logan.
Today's show is brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Remember, you can get $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win in the NFL. Remember, FanDuel.com, America's number one sports book. New customers get $300 in bonus bets if your $5 bet wins. You can join today at FanDuel.com. Join America's number one sports book. You want to lock that in? Go to FanDuel.com today and tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. And now, back to the show.
Hey, welcome in, Brad Logan. Today, happy to be joined by Ross Dellinger, who does a great job. A lot of you remember the old Clarion Ledger days, and we'll talk about the Egg Bowl in just a little bit when Ross did a great job covering Mississippi State. Today, obviously, we're talking about Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin. And Ross, appreciate you jumping on for a few minutes.
Yeah, good to be on.
Go back to the article that you did with Lane. You were as close to him as anybody over the national media over the last couple of weeks. Walk us through that interview, if you will, just kind of his demeanor and kind of what you got out of it.
Yeah, well, I was in the neighborhood at the right time, I guess. I covered LSU-Alabama game, so I was right there in Tuscaloosa, and decided I would just drive on over. I actually stopped in Starkville for a bit and then drove to Oxford, and Lane was good enough to have me in his office in a time of in a sensitive time, you know, right before certainly a big game. And I appreciated the hour or so that he gave me. And it was it was a fascinating sort of interview, you know, about the possibility of his decision and his future, and you know, what Ole Miss has done as far as his health and family for him, and you could just tell when I was sitting there that that he was sort of torn, and he was having an internal type of struggle of what to do next, I think, And maybe perhaps as we sit here, on Thursday morning, maybe he's still having that internal struggle because no decision or anything so far has been made.
Taking a look at where we are now, and obviously this moves and changes at every minute. As you saw, he went on the Pat McAfee show. Whether that was representation asking him to do that, or whether that was just Lane, you would know more probably than anybody. But it feels like the hook in that interview was there was no quote unquote ultimatum, which we're talking probably semantics at this point from the university. Where are you at right now with the university needing an answer versus Lane kind of playing this thing out? Where we stand right now, in your opinion?
Well, yeah, I think right now the way the college coaching like hiring cycle is going, it's really accelerated. Like everything's just accelerated. You're having firings that are happening earlier, and you're having hirings that are happening earlier. We see a mid-November hiring of James Franklin, and we saw some late September, early October, plenty of them firing. So everything's sort of accelerated. Partly because of the college football calendar. So if you're Ole Miss and all this hiring and firing is going on, and all these targets, perhaps your top targets for a replacement for Lane could be gone, then you want an answer as quick as possible. So I think, we're probably dealing with some semantic stuff right now when you say ultimatum. Maybe it's just to me, it's just like it was expressed to me as clarity by this week,
Right.
right? This is the bye week. And so they sort of want clarity so they can spring into action after the Mississippi State game if they need to go find a coach and perhaps even spring into action if they get clarity this week before the Mississippi State game and do the interview process potentially with a new coach. Because I don't think it's any secret that Ole Miss has some affinity for John Summerall at Tulane, and I think a lot of schools have interest in John Summerall, which again makes it more of a pressure point for them to get an answer from Lane as soon as they can. So I think having clarity at some point this week is the goal.
Obviously, it's conjecture and speculation, and I get all that. But the big red button out there is that Lane would make the decision to maybe not give clarity to Ole Miss. And let's say hypothetically that Director of Athletics Keith Carter pushes the button. In the event that happens, where do you think Ole Miss goes for whether the Egg Bowl or the College Football Playoff, pending they make the College Football Playoff, from a coaching standpoint, if that decision is made and Lane moves on?
If you have to have some kind of interim coach, you would think it would go to somebody with head coaching experience at the highest level, which Joe Judge is on staff and would probably classify as that role. And that's just me just sort of guessing. Pete Golding, the defensive coordinator, certainly probably would be an option as well, but it would make more sense in a lot of ways to have Pete still continue to call and run the defense and maybe Joe take over head coaching duties. That would make probably the most sense. I don't know what their plan is. I'm sure Keith Carter, knowing him, he's got a plan of some sort. The fascinating thing, obviously, with all that is how do you handle that legally and contractually with Lane? I think if you push him enough to where you're gonna put him on leave or something like that, he obviously would just leave. You would think that he would just make the decision then to leave. So it's sort of a unprecedented situation right now.
How much does Ole Miss having athletic director Keith Carter, Dr. Glenn Boyce, Walker Jones of the Grove Collective, fans that are behind him, that sort of thing, how much does the, I guess you could say, the all-togetherness of that group being in one chord, one concert versus maybe another job to where there's interims here, there's interim chancellors, and how much does the cohesiveness of Ole Miss attract Lane? Does that attract at all, in your opinion?
Well, I think one of the One of the biggest determining factors for any coach for a job is sort of alignment. You hear that word a lot. Alignment of a university from the president or chancellor down to the athletic director, down to board members and donors. And Ole Miss does seem to have that alignment. And I remember visiting there 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, before they really got going with the NIL, when it was there was a couple of collectives and it was just sort of discombobulated a little bit. And Lane was, one of the ones I think aggressively pursuing a more alignment and more NIL and a more organized structure. And I know he had a big hand in getting Walker Jones over to Ole Miss to create that more NIL alignment. And what they did there is some of the best we've seen in the country. And so that's really, really important. And I think for the next coach, and I've heard from some coaches that, are out there and being pursued, like Ole Miss is sort of viewed as having that alignment in especially when it comes to NIL and in compensation. So that's a huge positive for the school.
When you look at this thing at 10,000 feet, Ross, and we're talking about a sitting head coach in the Southeastern Conference that's 10-1 with a chance to play in the college football playoff, and he's looking at other jobs. Number one, are you surprised by that? And number two, is this a situation to where Lane Kiffin is just feeling some things out and he'll work it out by the end of the week and will coach the Egg Bowl, in your opinion?
I would be a little surprised if he didn't coach the Egg Bowl. Nothing surprises me with college sports these days, but I would expect him to coach the Egg Bowl. And I don't really know if he will give Keith Carter an answer or LSU an answer or Florida an answer this week. Deadlines are movable, and we've seen that throughout history that deadlines are movable. I mean, Virginia Tech had, I think, multiple deadlines for James Franklin that he barreled through, and finally on like the third one, he committed. So I don't know how much and how strict and stern they'll be. So that makes me think that at the very least, he'll coach the Egg Bowl. But I don't know, and I don't know that he knows, right? I think there is an internal struggle of wanting to stay at a place that you've had a lot of success, where you're comfortable, where you're happy, versus moving to a place where those things maybe are uncertain, but places you aspire to work or coach, and places you that have proven that you can win a national championship. And that's a hard struggle. And then a third part of that is if you do choose that option to leave, you'll be leaving in an unprecedented step a college football playoff team.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Pascal Siakam and the Pacers square off against Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then, it's Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets facing Kevin Durant and the Rockets. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a 30-day free trial. Pacers Cavs, Nuggets Rockets. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MD Anderson Cancer Center, our goal is to cure cancer, not simply treat the symptoms. We go beyond standard diagnostics and conduct in-depth tests to ensure our patients receive an accurate diagnosis and the right treatment plan from the start. This deeper level of precision gives our patients peace of mind and the best hope to overcome cancer. Because at MD Anderson, we know cancer, inside and out. Choose us first at mdanderson.org.
When a child is in the hospital, visitors come to say hello. And when visiting hours are over, they leave. But family? Family does whatever it takes to stay. At Ronald McDonald House, we believe families shouldn't have to fight alone. So we make sure they have everything they need with a community of support, warm meals, and a place to rest. Because when a child is sick, family stays, and Ronald McDonald House stays with them. Donate today at ronaldmcdonaldhouse.org.
Ole Miss fans, Chris Beard and the Rebels are back. That means fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties. Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats. From Malik D and Elias Carmadine and other Rebels, that's points, rebounds, steals, and more. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. The NBA is in full swing. Think Ja Morant will go over 4.5 rebounds for the Grizzlies? I do too. How about 24.5 points? Just a few simple clicks and it's winning time. I speak from experience, and if I can do it, anyone can. It's that simple. Download the Underdog app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS, Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playandgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
In cybersecurity, speed is survival. SOC Radar is your early warning system, monitoring external threats to your company to spot risks before breaches. SOC Radar delivers proactive threat intelligence with actionable insights for holistic exposure management across attack surfaces, dark web, and brand protection. With automated detection, triage, and investigation, SOC Radar is your business's frontline defense. Start your free trial at socradar.io/podcast. That's socradar.io/podcast. Don't wait.
What makes Lane Kiffin so good, and what I mean by that, Ross, is he's a couple, maybe half a percentage point from being the winningest coach in Ole Miss history, and that's saying a lot when you can jump up there with Johnny Vaught. This program has seen, you talk about unprecedented, a great success under his watch. Specifically, the record at home is 30+3, and it's just really good. What makes his clock tick, and what makes Lane Kiffin such a good college football coach, in your opinion?
Unpredictability. I think Nick Saban said it a few years ago that he thought Lane Kiffin was the best play caller he's ever been around. And there are stories of, you know, Lane Kiffin on the bus to games, perhaps after a long night, drawing up plays on the bus. And then when you get in there, get into the game, the unpredictability of sort of what he's going to do next. And that's why predicting Lane Kiffin's decision with this is so difficult, because I think he's in general just unpredictable, which can be great if you're a play caller. But in other walks of life, can be hard for all of us to try to guess what he's going to do. So I think that's one reason he's successful, is just the schematics of play calling. The other reason that he's successful and has been more successful than ever at Ole Miss is that he's gotten healthy and he stopped drinking. And I think there, you know, it's not coincidence that that has coincided with three straight 10 plus win seasons at Ole Miss.
Off the air, on the air, either one with you, I would be curious to know, what is his online persona, and have you ever been able to ask him what it was like and how he kind of views his social media? Because it is an absolute work of art. I was just curious what your thoughts about his online Twitter / X account and Instagram and his social
media. You know, I think Lane, somebody said it, somebody described him to me as somebody who thrives in chaos. I think that when he's in the center of sort of a chaotic environment, he does thrive at that. And I think what he's doing on social media, how he's posting, you might say posting through it all, is kind of justifies sort of that description, that we're in the middle of this hurricane and Lane Kiffin has found the eye in the calm, it seems, by posting, you know, scripture and inspirational verses from a book on social media, but very Lane.
Yeah. Final question for you, Ross. Egg Bowl's coming up about a week from today. You have seen a bunch of them. They're all crazy. What are you kind of, number one, anticipating on Friday of next week in Starkville? But number two, what is one of the most memorable Egg Bowls that you remember while you were at the Clarion Ledger?
Well, I'll go back even before the Clarion Ledger. I'm from Biloxi, originally raised there. So I went to Mississippi State. I put my allegiance to the side as an unbiased reporter. But the reason I'm in college sports writing is because of the Egg Bowl. And I've told this story before, is when I was a senior in high school, could have been a junior in high school. I went to the Egg Bowl. I think it was 2001, and Mississippi State upset Ole Miss. Eli Manning, I think, was the quarterback, and just everything involved with that game. And it didn't matter that Mississippi State won or lost, just the whole atmosphere blew me away and sort of sucked me into the sport. And so there's something different about this rivalry and this hatred. And had I known that a few weeks ago that this stuff would have gotten to this point with Lane, I would have covered the Egg Bowl this year. I would have made sure I was in Starkville, but I've already booked stuff for Michigan, Ohio State. So I'm heading there probably. But at the last minute, I still might change, because this Egg Bowl seems like every Egg Bowl has craziness involved with it. But because of what's going on with Lane, shoot, I mean, this could be the craziest yet.
What makes the Egg Bowl special to you, Ross?
What makes any rivalry special? It's the history of the rivalry that goes back through generations and generations. The stories over the years, gosh, I've heard and read so many. It's just how deeply it's rooted in with people in that state, and just the pure hatred. You know, there's somebody new to the rivalry. I won't say his name, but he's very new to the rivalry. And he has been blown away. He works at one of the schools, and he has been blown away by just the pure hatred of the fan bases. And not only that, but the administration and coaching staff, everybody against the other. And this person's been at a lot of different schools, and he's seen a lot of rivalries, but he said to me recently, I don't think I've seen one filled with so much hatred as this one. And and sometimes that can get be too much, you know, like the SEC's motto of it just means more. Sometimes it can mean too much, and people take it to another level. And I remember back in when Dan Mullen was at Mississippi State, it got to a point of where the SEC, I think, got involved of, we need everybody to cool off with this. And it happened to a degree. I think it did cool a little bit, especially when Mike Leach got there and him and Lane were buddies. And so that helped. But now it kind of feels like we're heading back down to the ugly hatred sort of rivalry that we all know and love, you know.
He's Ross Dellinger, does a great job covering college football for Yahoo Sports. Kind enough to give us a few minutes today. Ross, we really appreciate it, and thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Going to be on.
In cybersecurity, speed isn't just an advantage, it's survival. SOC Radar is your early warning system against hackers. SOC Radar continuously monitors the external threat landscape, so cyber threats hit your radar before they hit your business. But it doesn't stop there. SOC Radar empowers your company with proactive exposure management, actionable insights that help you stay ahead of cyber criminals and minimize business impact. And with SOC Radar's holistic exposure management, you get complete visibility, attack surface monitoring, dark web monitoring, threat intelligence, and brand protection are all unified in one powerful platform. SOC Radar isn't just another tool. It's your frontline defense in a world where threats never sleep. Start your free trial at socradar.io/podcast. That's socradar.io/podcast. Don't wait.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.